We've been talking for weeks now about how hospitals are stretched to capacity. Hospitalizations have reached a record high this week, more than 140,000 COVID-19 patients. Let's hear now from a small rural hospital in Oconto, Wisconsin. Dr. Charles Heike works at Bellin Health Oconto Hospital and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Heike, Oconto is a small town, just under 5,000 residents. How is this current surge of cases with the Omicron variant impacting you and your hospital?
Well, we are certainly seeing a lot more patients arriving into the emergency department with symptoms and worries about possibly having the Omicron or any COVID infection. Our hospital is so small, we do not have an intensive care unit or really the abilities to provide care locally for anyone that is seriously ill. And if someone is seriously ill, then we have to organize a transport for them down into one of the centers in Green Bay itself.
What about patients who don't come in to be treated for COVID-19 but test positive for it? How do you manage their care?
If their symptoms are not serious, and that's sometimes pretty difficult to measure over the phone, but most people kind of have a fairly good measure of whether they're feeling short of breath or their fever is out of control, or in a group of high-risk patients that just because of their other chronic diseases makes them worry, then we want to see those people. But if they're not in that category, then we give them some good guidelines to follow and really try and keep them home as much as possible.
Right. Even if you're not treating them, this is still having an impact in your hospital. What sort of strain is the surge having on other parts of the hospital and other patients coming in for non-COVID-related problems?
Yes. So if someone comes in with some other medical problem and we would normally keep them here, if they are COVID positive, we're unable to keep them here. We just don't have the facilities to be able to provide care. So one of the things is that everybody that's COVID positive and requires any sort of hospitalization, whether it's related to their COVID positivity or not, they're going to need to go into one of the larger specialty hospitals in Green Bay. Then the problem now is that all of those specialty hospitals are filled to the gills with patients. And so with that limited capacity, it's been a real strain sometimes where patients are waiting several hours for our ability just to find a hospital that might be able to take them.
How has the coronavirus impacted your staff?
So everyone is tired. Everyone is concerned, and you can only maintain that concern for so long before it starts to have an impact on how you feel and how you do things. So one of the big areas of focus is to keep a good look on our team members and watch and see how they're doing and do our best to do the little things that help make the day a little bit brighter and get people through. But then there still are numbers. So we have our administrative nursing staff, for example, who are working many extra hours than they normally would, just fulfilling basic duty shifts in either the emergency department or our medical unit, just in order to keep things going. It's a fatiguing thing, both psychologically and physically, and we are in the midst of what appears to be this next surge. The predictions are perhaps another week or two, and we may see some numbers start to go down, but it's a challenge. It's a big challenge.
That's Dr. Charles Heike with Bellin Health Oconto Hospital in Oconto, Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.